Weather conditions across the U.S. are going to deteriorate as we move forward through the next 2 weeks. An increase in atmospheric energy and moisture will take place as we move out through this next full week, and in response to that, we'll see increasingly greater sized storm systems beginning to bear down across the country. In the near-term part of the forecast, though, we only expect a couple of weak little weather systems to impact the Midwest, and that will take us out through the end of this week and into the early part of the weekend. After that, though, conditions will deteriorate with a much larger storm system anticipated for the weekend itself, and yet another storm system next week. Well, the first of these two weaker weather systems that are going to be impacting the region really won't have a huge impact on the Midwest, but we do have a disturbance that will bring cloud cover and a few showers into portions of the western Corn Belt as early as tomorrow, and we'll likely see the precipitation working its way eastward across the region as we go through the afternoon tomorrow, and the system will be already out of the region by the time we get to tomorrow night or early on Thursday morning. Moisture totals will just run trace amounts, upwards to maybe a tenth of an inch, and the precipitation will favor the northern portions of the Midwest, mostly from the Dakotas and Minnesota over to Michigan and parts of Ohio. I don't think we'll see much precipitation in the southern parts of Illinois, Missouri, or southern Indiana, but there will be a risk of a shower for a brief period of time. That storm system or frontal boundary will actually be followed by a second system, which will already be in the western portions of the Corn Belt as we go Wednesday night into Thursday morning. That system will stay in the northern parts of the Midwest. It will pull enough cool air southward that some snow may fall in the northern plains and parts of Minnesota, but this little frontal system will push through the Midwest so quickly that no one will likely get precipitation of significance except in the Great Lakes region, so we'll expect to see a continuation of mostly favorable conditions. A third little frontal system will begin to debut in the plains as we get into Friday night and early Saturday morning. This little system is likely to grow more significantly and become our next larger storm system. We'll expect to see rain become widespread with a few thunderstorms coming out of the eastern parts of Texas into Missouri and eastern Iowa, and all that will occur on Saturday, and then the entire precipitation area will continue to expand to the north and to the east, shifting across the rest of the Midwest, the Delta, and eventually into the southeastern states. Moisture totals with that event in the western Corn Belt will run about a tenth of an inch, upwards to 5 or 6 tenths of an inch. But areas from Missouri and Illinois to Michigan may see a quarter to three quarters of an inch, with some local amounts getting up over an inch. And then we'll also see some 1 to 2 inch totals maybe occurring in parts of the Tennessee Basin and down into the Delta. That storm system will be followed by some cooler air, maybe a chance for some snow in the upper Midwest real briefly on Saturday night going to Sunday. And then the next storm system will form behind that, and it will be a more significant snowmaker for the northern plains and upper Midwest. Our temperatures, though, in the near-term part of the forecast will continue headed warmer. Above-average temperatures will impact most of the region over the next few days. Highs today will be 40s and 50s, with a few lower 60s in the southwest part of the region. And then tomorrow we'll look for highs again, 40s and 50s, with the 60s expanding in the plains and southwestern Corn Belt. Finally, we'll see the warmer air pushing eastward, and high temperatures on Thursday afternoon will be in the 50s and 60s, except in the far northern parts of the Midwest. We'll see that duplicated again on Friday, and then Saturday the warmth will be widespread in the eastern Midwest, with 60s reaching all the way up into Michigan. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.